sweet, sweet sounds to your ears, Lord God. Hallelujah. Darkness fades into new beginnings as we lift our eyes to a hope beyond. All creation waits with an expectation to declare the reign of the Lord our God. We will not be moved when the earth gives way, for the risen one is an empty grave, for the risen one is overcome. Now the silence breaks in the name of Jesus as the heavens cry, let the earth respond. all creation shouts with the voice of triumph to declare the reign of the Lord our God. We will not be moved when the earth gives way, for the risen one is overcome, and for every fear is an empty grave, for the risen one is overcome.
Sing amen. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah. We shout for joy to you, Lord.
We shall reign forever strong.
your strength and your love and mercy.
God is King. He is Lord of all. And at His name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. We have a great opportunity to be His witnesses everywhere we go. You and I are filled with His glory. You and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The truth is, God dwells within you. God dwells within your spirit. And for us to become more sensitive, more aware of His presence within us, makes us more effective in our mission on this earth. And all we have to do is be consciously aware of His presence. Start to practice the presence of God. Start to do it. That's on you. That's not on Him. That's on you. That's on me. We need to start to practice the presence of God. everywhere you are. Whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're at school, whether you're out playing, you know you can be out walking and God can speak to you. But if we're just stuck in the natural, we'll miss what He's telling us. We've all done it. We've all missed many things that God is trying to get across to us. But you have to make the determination within yourself. You have to start to have that determination. You have to become tenacious that I'm going to become more aware of what God is doing in my life. I'm going to become more aware, more sensitive to His Spirit that He's speaking to me. He speaks to your spirit. It's an inward knowing. It's an inward knowing. It's a reality that God wants us to live in. He has many good things for you. He has many good things for myself. He has many good things for this persons that you're going to meet through you. But all you have to do is become more aware of His presence. This is really important. See, He's given you the power to become a witness for Him. You explain His goodness, His kindness, His mercy, His generosity. He's given us more than what we even comprehend. And there's a question to ask Him. Reveal to me, Lord. Show to me. Show me in my heart what You've done for me. You know, a lot of times we think we're here, we've arrived. We haven't arrived. We're on the journey. But if we close ourselves down, we're not going to experience that fullness of life that God wants to deliver to us. So as we sing this next song, let these words out of your mouth be words directed toward God. Not just singing a song. They're not just playing their instruments. This thing is of the Spirit. You're a spirit being. And when we step into that, a reality of heaven comes upon us. A stronger awareness of God's presence. And that's what Pastor Mamie's and my prayer is for you. That we become more aware of His presence. That we become sensitive to His leading. Because if we're sensitive to His leading, He's going to open doors for us. Doors for us so that we can be on mission for Him. That we can make a difference in our lives. We don't have to fumble through life. We can know. We can know. So let the words to these songs that we're going to finish up on be out of your heart and flow to God. Tell Him how much you love Him. If you want, kneel. If you want, stand. Lift your hands. If you've never lifted your hands toward heaven, what does a baby do? Comes to mom, comes to dad, pick me up. That's what you're going to tell God. Pick me up. Get me out of this mess. Amen. Or just pick me up because I just want to kiss you. I just want to love on you. I encourage you. Worship the one who's worthy of all worship. Worship Him. Go, guys.
We worship You, Lord. You are healer, redeemer, lover of our souls, worthy of all praise. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord. Fill us to overflowing. true. There's nothing worth more. It's not all about feelings, but we live by faith. We know the great God lives and dwells within us, the kingdom of God, that we might manifest it in our lives, just like what Pastor Steve says, wherever we go. He walks with us. He talks with us if we'll listen. He makes all things new. Give us new ears, Lord. New ears, Lord. New eyes, Lord. Sensitivity to those around us that we can sense hurting. Give us words to speak, Lord. Fill our mouths with prayer. Supplication, Lord. True compassion. True love. Fruit of the Spirit. Holy Spirit. We praise you, Lord. I give you thanks and praise for your own mercy, my life. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Indeed, when my heart becomes free, when we know your presence is here, then our shame is undone. Then we praise you, Lord. Then we sing and praise you, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is on. Your glory, God, is what I to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Thank you for the cross that you have carried. Thank you for your blood that was shed. You took the weight of sin upon your shoulders and sacrificed your life so I could live.
Now nothing can hold me back.
that we're living in your kingdom. Jesus, you're the king upon the throne. Thank you for the way you've always loved me. Now I get to love you in return. Now I get to love you in return.
nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus,
exalt you, Jesus, 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 our Redeemer. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, our Healer. Focus in on you, the risen Christ. Death could not hold you. The boast of sin is gone. The power of sin is destroyed. You came to destroy the works of the enemy. You did that by humbling yourself, making yourself with no reputation whatsoever. People walk right past you. The God of all glory, they walk right past you. That we might never do that. That we might always be aware of your presence within us. That we might always be able to be sensitive to your spirit. You know, certain things kind of dull our senses. When we focus too much on the natural, when we ignore our sin, you may be seated. And it happens many times. It's just like you in a room. You could ignore somebody who walks in, and we can do the same with the Spirit of the living Jesus. We can ignore him. It ought not be for people who call him their Lord, who call him their King, going to take communion today. And Jesus says to do this in remembrance of him. You want to put that scripture up on the screen? Look at what it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. He gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup. After supper, he took the cup. Amazing words here. This cup is the new covenant. The new covenant between God and his people. An agreement confirmed by my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat the bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That's why you should examine yourselves before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread, drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But If we should examine ourselves, we will not be judged by God in this way. Yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so we will not be condemned along with the world. This is really important for us to not see this as something religious that we just do. God is ever present. And what he's asking us to do, we've said it before, sometimes, many times, we kind of dull to his presence because of our sin. And this is an opportunity for you to actually ask the Holy Spirit to help you look at your life. Not just you look at your life, invite the Holy Spirit to come in to look at your life. Because we can all say, I'm not so bad. But when we ask the living God to come and examine our lives, he's going to point out things that need changed. And just like we read there, just like Scripture says, these things he presents to us are not to condemn us, but so that we can make adjustments in our life, make adjustments in our lifestyle, make adjustments in our attitude, so that we won't be judged and condemned like the rest of the world. This is a good thing. When you invite the Holy Ghost to help you, help me examine my life. The ushers, come on forward and we'll distribute these elements. This is important. Because we're recognizing that by his stripes we're healed. His body broken. Go ahead, guys. His body was broken so ours could be made whole. The new covenant of his blood, where that you and I become the temple of the living God. This blood was shed for you and for me for the forgiveness of our sins. It's a good thing to have your sins forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. There's a freedom for it. There's a freedom within. There's actually a joy. There's actually a lifting off of you of a weight. It's a spiritual reality that happens. This is important that you do this the proper way. If you're not born again, I suggest you pass on this because it's not for you. This is for believers. This is for born-again Christians who've had their sins washed away, who've been born again into the family of God. This is a covenant meal. We worship you, Lord. Your presence is so wonderful in here. I'll let everybody serve. What I want you to do is to break that waiver, but also understand that's the body of Christ. It represents the body of Christ and what he's done for you, the sacrifice he made for you and for me. That he went through this life sinless. The perfect sacrifice before God. Understand that by his stripes, you and I were healed. Go ahead and partake it. The new covenant this represents. Represents the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And when we put our faith in that blood of Jesus, our sins can be washed away. Now let's examine ourselves. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, show me, Holy Spirit, show me, reveal to me things that are hindering my relationship with you. Show me things that are holding me back from you. We sang a song, nothing holding me back, and that should be your heart's desire. Nothing holding me back. Let's just take a moment. Do this in remembrance of you, Jesus. Knowing that you came as a humble king, made yourself with no reputation, but when you come back, you're going to split the sky. And the whole earth will tremble. And righteousness will reign. Right in front of you on the rails of the chair in front of you, there's a little spot that you can put your cup. Go ahead and put that right there. Now let's go ahead and let's everybody stand and let's continue in our worship.
In the crushing, in the pressing, you were making a new one. In the soul I now surrender, you were breaking new ground. So I yield to you. Trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring
break.
trust you, I don't need to understand.
So I yield.
So I yield you into your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. So make me your vessel. Make me your offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Seek his face together as one. United in praise. As brothers and sisters before our great and mighty Father. Let us press in together. Lord, we want to see your face. It's not enough to see your hand at work. We thank you for that, but we want you. We don't just want your favors. We want to know you, Lord. We want to see you. We want to be so close to you that we can sense your heart towards us and towards the people around us. So we seek you together.
says that God lives an unapproachable life. Unapproachable life. The only way to approach Him is through the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Living God Himself came down, became flesh, and dwelt among us. He lived a perfect, sinless life. Something that's impossible for you to do. Something that's impossible for me to do. We just sang a song, God is holy. No one sees Him unless you are holy. That counts us out. And God knew that. You see, the Bible declares that we are all on our way to hell. But in His incredible love for us, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to the cross, to die, to pay for your sin debt and pay for my sin debt. The only way to have your sins removed is through Jesus Christ and faith in His finished work, faith in that He went to the cross, faith in that He died and was buried for 3 days, and faith that He rose again from the dead. And He rose again from the dead when you and I were justified. And the biggest tragedy of all is that is open for all mankind, and there's going to come a day when people are going to be judged because they did not accept what God Himself laid out and offered. And when you breathe your last, it's over, it's done with. You don't have another choice. Today is the day of salvation, God says. Yes. You've been in the presence of God. You've experienced His reality today. He's extending this offer through me. Do you want to stand before Him and be judged, or you want to stand before Him and be accepted? And it's all up to you right now. Jesus is calling you, the Spirit of the living God. You know what His ministry is to convict you of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come, because that's what's going to happen to this entire earth. If you want to take Jesus as your Lord, you want to give Him your life, you want to accept the forgiveness that He offers you, I'm asking you to raise your hand so that I can see it, and we'll pray a prayer. You'll be born again. Your sins will be washed away. You'll become a new creature in Christ Jesus, the very righteousness of God. He's able to present you holy and blameless before the Father as we continue in the faith. Is that you? Or do you want to stand before Him and hear Him say, go away, I never knew you? It's up to you today, right now. Anyone, put your hand high enough so I can see it. Very good. You've made a decision. My prayer for you, if you're not born again, my prayer for you is that you live another day to be able to accept Him. Because the Holy Spirit will continue to do His ministry. He will convict you of sin. He will reveal to you what righteousness is, and He will warn you of a coming judgment. For those of us who are born again, we can rejoice because we're saved. Our sins are forgiven. That's a great place to say amen, hallelujah. We worshiped Him today because of what He did for us. You're free. The power of sin has lost its grip on you. You can laugh at the devil and laugh because he has no hold on you anymore. You're bought with the price, the very blood of Jesus. You're not your own anymore. You belong to the Holy One. The Holy One. We worship you, Lord. Once again, we surrender our lives to you to fulfill and complete our purpose and tell the world about your goodness. Mighty God, fill us overflowing with yourself. In Jesus' mighty name.
Agree with you. If this is your first time here, we have a welcome center in the back. Pastor Stephen Mamie would love to just say hello and connect with you. We have a free gift to give you as well. Thank you so much for coming and being part of what God's doing here.